going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
When was the last time you refreshed your bedding? Sleep cooler with Avocado's naturally breathable, certified organic sheets. Choose from GOTS-certified organic cotton, linen, or hemp. All made safe certified to the highest standards of non-toxic safety, delivering the ultimate in luxury, sustainability, and style, and a deeper, more restorative sleep. Join Avocado's mission to be one of the world's most sustainable brands at avocadomattress.com.
We're on the air.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're getting very close to the NFL releasing its schedule, and we've seen a couple official things released here this morning, actually. This morning. So yesterday we learned that Eagles-Cowboys kicked off the season September 4th on NBC. That's the first game. Now, there's games not played in America this year, several of them. Vikings-Steelers is going to be playing at Aviva Stadium in Dublin. So we got Farmageddon up there, and we've got Vikings-Steelers.
Dang it, I want to go back to Dublin.
To Dublin. And Dolphins Commanders are playing in Madrid, Spain. That will be on November 16th.
Well, you'll get whomped down there, won't you?
Yeah, we will. Yep, Dolphins will be probably a
two will go about 14 for 29.
Jaden Daniels will help about 25 of 26 in that game. Probably have a
couple good scrambles.
Yeah,
we can kill designed him. Runs.
Still on the ground.
Don't talk about Tua scrambling. Yeah. Let's not do that. Yeah.
Also, also, the Colts and Falcons playing in Berlin. So, tons of games outside the country this year.
Who's playing in Dublin,
Pittsburgh and Minnesota.
Aren't the Jags playing overseas? They play like four games over there.
In London, let's see. Yeah, we got the Vikings are in London. Well, they'll play back-to-back international games next year. They'll play in Dublin.
Who's they?
The Vikings are going to play 1 week in Dublin, the next week in London. I'm sure that's
a bye in between that.
No, I think
there's got to be a bye, isn't there?
How does that work?
That can't be.
No. They'll play September 28th in Ireland. The next week, the 5th of October, they'll play in London. Both games at 8:30 a.m. Central Time. Obviously, about 3 o'clock their time over there. That's rough.
That's remarkable.
So they'll just stay over there for 2 weeks.
That's remarkable. I don't even understand that.
Well, how far is the trip from Dublin to London? It can't be that far.
Well, I don't know, but you're overseas for 3 weeks, basically.
Breakers to chime in.
Vikings fans, are you a fan of that? Would you want to travel to go see that for 2 weeks?
What about their head coach?
Go to MapQuest. Let us know how far it is from Dublin.
I'm going to guess it's just a two-hour flight from London
to
Dublin.
It's just a lot of logistics in that conversation.
That's a long time overseas.
You have practice. Though. You have all your – I mean, it's like it's an hour and 25-minute flight.
I don't care what it is.
That's a nightmare.
But you're still over there for two straight weeks. You know, the Jags have been doing this the Jags have been up there for 2 weeks in a row. That's kind of been their thing. Yeah. But the Vikings have not done this. Nobody else besides the Jags have done that.
God, I love talking about the NFL.
So there you go. There's some scheduled news. Speaking of some news with some broadcasts, Michael Jordan is apparently getting in the game for NBC. NBC is going to be the new host of the NBA. They have an 11-year contract that's starting up this fall.
Is that right?
And Michael Jordan is going to be a special contributor to the network's NBA coverage. And I am very leery of how this could look.
Why is that, Jake?
Because Charles Barkley and Shaq, in their role with TNT, are fantastic. We know them as funny guys, and they're funny on that. Kenny Smith can be funny as well. He's not quite as funny as
good chemistry.
Good chemistry, yes.
Michael Jordan has been known as someone that's very hard to get along with. I don't think he's probably seen as the most humorous person out there. And I think humor is kind of important in that role, right? Am I wrong on this?
I'm not pushing back on that.
Do you see him excelling in this role with NBC?
And Jordan's what, 60?
62, is that right?
62. Never been behind a mic. Don't know. I mean, Jordan's not going to be all of a sudden doing detailed interviews, so it's going to be something on-air commentary of games.
62 years old, yes. Michael Jordan.
My intrigue is a little bit. I'm more excited than skeptical because any word or any analysis he utters is interesting to me because he's the GOAT. Because there's nobody's ever done it better. So, and he's kind of a hardliner, you know, he doesn't mince words. So I look forward to it. I look forward to it the way I listen to Saban. Saban has proven to be kind of funny, which surprises me. Now maybe Michael Jordan will surprise you. But I just listen to every word Saban says because of his past and what he's done. He's the greatest of all time. So I'll listen to Jordan for the same reason. And maybe Jordan will surprise you with a sense of humor. Do you have to have a sense of humor?
Like you said, it would be a surprise.
Do you have to have a sense of humor?
Yeah, you do. You have to have some form of one. And then usually most of the time people also have the art of making light of themselves. That's not his.
Did MJ do that?
That's not where he, you know,
excels.
It excels in that area.
Maybe he'll surprise you.
Also, it's odd because of, you know, is he multi-billionaire, but billionaire?
I don't know if he's a billionaire, but he has to be close.
Yeah. And so you have a lot of things going on. This is time consuming. And I can't imagine that NBC's paying him $100 million to do this.
I don't think so.
And so I don't know what it would be for the contract to be able to do this. But it's quite an adjustment because if all of a sudden I was going to do commentary on an NBA game, now it's his game. But let's say football. I understand football. If all of a sudden I was doing the Michigan-Ohio State game, the amount of time that would be put into the prep work, mm-hmm. it would be insane. Rather than just being like, "Yeah, give me a mic, give me a," that was dumb. That was whatever.
Wonder how much you'll prep.
Yeah.
You could push back on me really fast.
Okay.
If you thought Bill could too. Why didn't I say the same about Tom Brady? Same thing. I mean, but I don't listen to Brady much, and I think Brady is horrible.
He's pretty boring.
Oh my God!
Pretty flat.
Yeah, no humor, like zero sense of humor. Maybe Jordan will just be as bad as Brady.
I'm just shocked that he's doing it.
Yeah, it's kind of surprising.
We haven't heard from him forever, really.
Might be a little bored.
Yeah,
might be a little bored.
Might work out great. It definitely interests me. I want to hear what it is.
It interests me the way Brady interested me. Then Brady just became uninteresting to me. Yeah. No. I take Aikman over him.
Someone says MJ's worth $3.5 billion.
So he's doing just fine. Money not necessary for him.
He's good.
In the last 5 minutes, he has made an income way better than any of us combined in the last 5 minutes.
That's great.
That's too great. MJ, now he's going
to
be.
If you just be moderately invested correctly, at $3.5 billion, your money's rolling in pretty well for you.
Yeah, special contributor. So we're not even sure. It doesn't mean he's going to be a color analyst by any means. If he's going to be someone that's just like a halftime role like Charles Barkley or pregame. We don't know. That's still unknown at this point for his role with NBC, but he's going to be part of the coverage.
Where is the NBA at right now? So,
close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Are they staying together? Or is that over?
Well, there's been rumors again. So TNT, I thought was going away, and Charles Barkley was going to just almost retire from the business. But now he wants to stay back in some capacity. So I don't know where they're at with that.
When you lose that show, Kenny. That's the show.
Yeah, you can't lose it.
Ernie, Kenny, Shaq.
Ernie is incredible. I mean, that's the show. And you lose that, and my interest level goes way down.
We don't know if we're losing it.
I think we do know. I don't think that's happening anymore. I may be wrong.
Okay, I thought that show was going away, and they were trying to find some way to keep them together in some capacity. If NBC would take them on, or if they would want to go to NBC.
Chuck, Kenny Smith, and Shaq. If you even change it a little bit, it changes. They had Jalen Rose on the other night in place of Shaq. Yeah. Wasn't even close to as good. Jalen Rose, I don't want to say he ruined it, but it wasn't
even close to
the
same. He walked into a bad situation.
That's really bad.
It's a really bad situation.
Don't walk in. Yeah.
Don't walk in. I'm filling in for Shaq. Oh no. Shaq's funny.
Sure you want to do that.
Yeah, I don't think you want to do that.
You know what's fascinating about those guys? And I don't know. I've noticed it over the years. I don't know if you've noticed this. They get in some legit fights.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they get heated.
Yes.
He gets heated.
Yeah.
I'm always like, dudes, you got to calm down. But it gets really heated.
Thank you to David from Renew. Chimes in. He says the TNT show with those guys will continue and be aired on ESPN and ABC.
That's what I thought.
Okay. So they are going to stay together.
I'm with Bill, too. If it went away, that's a major blow to American sports.
Yes. God, I don't even like it being on ESPN. I like TNT.
That's I don't I mind. As long as there's...
I'll get by with it. Yeah, but I'll adjust.
It's just like the Letterman thing you always talk about.
Yeah, no one really cares about that. They just want to see the show.
Yeah. I don't care what network it's on. But, God, think about how powerful that is. If people think like us at all, and I believe what I just said, if that show goes away, it's a blow to American sports.
Sports. It's been good for years. We're talking about 15 years of that show.
It is really
probably longer than that, isn't it?
At least 15. Yeah. And Charles Barkley is a huge. Ernie Johnson's been awesome.
Ernie's incredible.
Ernie's such a good host.
Ernie's funny too.
When things get changed and jacked up, it's no different than with Buck and Aikman. Mm-hmm. When they got moved to ESPN Monday night, it's horrific. I mean, they're not horrific, but the fact that they're doing the Monday night is horrific.
Do you think that?
Yeah, because the Monday night is all prearranged, and they can't. The NBC game has it because they can move that game. Right. And you may also get a game. It's like, and they try to appease a little bit of everybody, and all of a sudden you've got you just got a clunker in week eight, and it's just not as good.
When
you used to hear them, all of a sudden they were doing Dallas.
The game of the week.
Eagles or whatever. I mean, whatever. It was, so good.
Oh, man.
And no one's as good as them.
No.
The Monday night
games.
The Monday night games are not the same.
I told you I like Buck Aikman. I didn't push back on that. I like those guys.
I just wanted to see what you said.
I
like the way you pointed the finger at him.
Yeah,
it's
like,
I love that.
It's like you're taking a shot at me. I'm like, I never pushed.
No, Jake was going to come back with this. I was going to have to separate you.
I wanted to hear what you said.
I've always liked Buck Aikman.
So the stool is in agreement that Buck Aikman is the best out there.
Yes.
That's my favorite.
Yes. That's 100%.
Anybody can have theirs, and but it wouldn't even be close to me.
When it's those two guys, it just shouts big Americana sports.
Yes. And now they're doing games that aren't. Monday Night Football.
You might get one early at that, but just like I said, you'll be able to, just wait till the schedules come out here in what, a couple days. Is that when it is?
Yeah, it's tomorrow. Tomorrow's schedule release day.
And the Monday night game, you'll go, and then, and then some of you might even go, pretty good. Then when you get to it, it's like, no, it's not that good.
They get probably
the game of the week. They always had the game.
They have probably two or three good games a year. That's it. Last year, they
Monday Night
two
Football
or three
does
games.
Not bring them in. Does not bring in the
not
good games.
Not what it used to be.
So back to Michael Jordan.
Yep. MJ's joining on with NBC. And we are all skeptical of what this looks like.
I would say
it's skeptical. I would imagine you'd be hard pressed to find anyone, any pundit anywhere going like, I don't know how they hit this home run. This is going to be incredible. I think everyone's like going, interesting, for sure.
That.
But a lot of reservation.
Yep.
Yeah.
A lot of reservation.
Yep. You couldn't have said it better. That's where I'm at. Interested. Little reserved. Like, I don't know how this is going to go.
When you get, whenever you're, first of all, if it's just features, I don't know how that suits him.
No.
He ain't doing that.
No.
It doesn't feature him well at all. That doesn't really help him. No.
And then when it comes to the other part, the prep work that goes into it. I mean, when I listen to the Van Gundys, I mean, it's gold.
Oh, Stan
they're
and
good.
Jeff.
Yes. They're both good.
I mean, it's just like, okay, this is heaven. I think Reggie Miller's really good.
I do as well.
I think Reggie Miller's really good.
You are nailing this. You are smarter than you let on.
I'm not. That's the one thing I'll fight you on. You'd be shocked. You'd be shocked.
Don't call me smart.
No, you're not.
It's probably why
I disagree.
Probably why there's pushback in Arthur right now about the tourism thing.
I don't agree with you. I totally agree with you on Stan Van Gundy. You know who Jeff was doing this year, right?
What?
He was Ty Lue's top assistant.
Yeah, he was assistant.
Noticed, he was a little bit too involved. Who's the head coach here?
Yeah, and the best part, though, just get back off the bench and get – because he's the best.
Shuddy.
Get back and get back behind the mic because that is where you – I mean
– Oh, well.
Just remember, there's a picture of him. Whose leg was he holding?
Ewing's, I think.
Was it Ewing's?
Was it Patrick Ewing?
I thought it was Ewing, but that was his own – I don't know. With him around his leg.
Yeah.
But anyway, just they're so good.
Those guys are incredible behind the mic. Stan is too.
Stan is
too. Remember, Hubie Brown just retired. He's like
91.
100.
91
like,
years old.
Nobody's better than Hubie.
Nobody's better than Hubie.
Nobody.
No one even, not even close. Just don't just stop when it comes to the mic.
There's nobody better than Hubie. Yeah. Yeah. Nobody. Although you know what? Jeff Van Gundy gives him a run. Jeff. Yeah. Stan's really good, but Jeff's a freak.
Yeah.
Him and Mark Jackson.
Yeah, they're very, very good. And
I can talk about this all day. The
voice matters. Let's talk about, like you said, you listen to Brady, you can listen to Aikman.
Oh, Brady.
Now, Brady's young. He's his first time. I can't remember listening to Aikman year one.
True. Yeah.
I don't remember Aikman year one behind the mic.
Yeah,
but I do now.
And Romo wore off, too.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. So now you got just go to Monday night game, and it's just... How many times do we really get pumped for Monday Night Football?
When the Dolphins play Monday Night. I hate it.
We're just like going, what is this?
I want to be done on Sunday. I'm a Sunday NFL guy.
Jake's a Sunday.
Spillover's next and really breaking the ticket.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.